This is long overdue because it's standard practice in many other jurisdictions across the world. The police, because of the nature of their work, easily puts them under the line of fire. They are more at risk or susceptible to accidents and other perils that come their way as a result of their jobs. I mean, these are people who have decided willingly to put their lives on the line to ensure you and I are safe, to ensure that we are able to go to bed with our two eyes closed. So it is only natural that we give them some level of closure, because at least they have many other mouths to feed, and it will be very embarrassing to the state to see their families go through hard times in case something happens to them as a result of carrying out their duties. So for me, this is long overdue, and at least it has come, and it is highly commendable, and it is my hope that if anything happens to any police officer, and I pray to God it doesn't happen in the first place, we don't have their families go through bureaucratic channels for them to get settlement. I think it has to be done more effectively and efficiently and on a very timely manner, so we don't have their families going through hard times.
Mr. Sani called for a change in the recruitment process of police personnel, adding that the approach should be on a professional basis. This, according to him, will make the service a world-class one.
We have to understand the police subculture and understand what their challenges are. By addressing those challenges, we should be able to create that unique opportunity or environment for us to totally overhaul the police service. And one of the ways that can be done is leadership, strong leadership of the police. I mean, when we have people who are dedicated to the work they do, they are professional, they don't allow themselves to, as it were, to be compromised by the many internal and external factors that usually come to their way, especially as a result of politics, it should be one of the major steps to transforming it. Secondly, I think it is high time we invested more in the police. I mean, the level of training they undergo, you still meet some police officers who are very unprofessional, and you wonder what training they have gone through. And the manner in which they have been recruited, there's a need to change it completely. The recruitment process, the training process, I mean, they have to be trained more on professionalism, they will have to be trained more on the rules of engagement. The leadership structure would have to change, to a very large extent, because we have for years on end been so command-based, I mean, from top to the down. But I think the officers at the very bottom should be trained in a manner that they should be able to make certain critical decisions in the exercise of their duties rather than resource hook, line, and sinker to the hierarchy, to the very top hierarchy.
That was a security analyst, Adib Sani.